call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am a transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, and many of them have been translated into other languages. But we are now involved in transforming the lives of 1 million people to be more effective in attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. And so the purpose of this program is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money so that we can attract those things that come into our lives. First, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and for sharing it with others, and definitely for subscribing to the show. Without friends like you, we cannot do the things we do. And so I appreciate you greatly and continue to listen and share with your friends. I like to open with an inspirational story. You know, those of us in the personal development arena, sometimes our experience and knowledge is devalued. And so this is a story about a ship. You know, there was a ship down in Fort Lauderdale and had about 1,000 people on a real luxury liner. And this luxury liner, when they started the engine, it began to vibrate really bad. The ship was shaking and it really frightened the passengers. So the captain called an engineer, and the engineer came and asked a few questions, and he went down into the belly of the ship and he pulled out a little wrench and he tapped a little to the left and tapped a little to the right. And there was this one valve and he turned it about a half an inch and the ship quieted down and everything was fine. So the captain said, send me a bill. So, of course, the engineer sent the captain a bill, and the bill was for $10,000. The captain, of course, was a little upset about that, and he said, $10,000. He wasn't even here 15 minutes. He replies back to the engineer and says, send me an itemized bill. The engineer said, no problem. So the itemized bill read this way. Tapping and turning, $10. Knowing where to tap and turn, $9,990. So for those of us who are in the personal growth arena, many times our skills are valued like that. So we have to let people know that what we have is valuable. I also like to share a few quotes. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that nothing is achieved without enthusiasm. Another quote from the general, I guess, the atmosphere, and it says, knowledge is power, but enthusiasm pulls the switch. And the reason our theme for today is enthusiasm is because our guest is known as Mr. Enthusiasm. And let me tell you something, if he doesn't set you on fire, your wood is wet. today, before I go into our interview, I'd like to share just a moment with us. I'd like to take a topic, and this is from our book, From the 12 Universal Laws of Success, and we're going to be looking at really the fifth law, the law of human magnetism, and enthusiasm falls under there. And it says this: enthusiasm is one of your most important assets. It is an infectious state of mind which gets for you the cooperation of other people, attracting them to your way of thinking and acting. When you are enthusiastic about where you are going, people notice it and make way for you. In fact, the world makes way for those who know where they are going. According to the dictionary, enthusiasm means to be inspired, possessed by God, intense or eager interest, zeal. It comes from the Greek word entheos, meaning God within. In ancient times, enthusiasm was associated with supernatural inspiration or possession. This supernatural aspect of enthusiasm was the result of the infectious nature of enthusiasm in attracting the attention and cooperation of others. Enthusiasm operates as an invisible and powerful form of human magnetism, attracting or repelling that which you desire into your life experience. Thus, it is a powerful force at your command. I'll say that again. It is a powerful force at your command to carry out your wishes, and fed by your thoughts that you hold in your mind. Your enthusiasm is manifested in every aspect of your being. It's in the sound of your voice, your tone, your motion, and your movements, and the look in your eyes. Enthusiasm is shown by your walk, your gait, the way you shake hands or hold your head and mouth. It should express itself as an eager, intense eagerness for living and life. And so with that prelude, I'd like to introduce my guest, Mr. Robert Mr. Enthusiasm Kreiner. I met Robert Kreiner through Ricky Young, a host of a popular New York City talk show. I think Ricky's show is called What's in Your Hands. And I was just blown away by Robert's high energy presentation. Robert is a graduate of Angelo State University in San Angelo, Texas. He became a top sales professional. Eventually, he formed his own outside advertising firm, which he sold to launch a full-time career in motivational speaking and personal development. As a professional facilitator, trainer, consultant, Robert's clients include MetLife, Abbott Labs, Burlington Northern, Santa Fe Railroad, and the United States Postal Service, and a host of corporations and educational institutions. Robert Kreiner's mission is to help individuals and organizations discover their greatness and become the best that they can be. So without further ado, welcome Robert Mr. Enthusiasm Kreiner.
Thank you so much, Dr. Harris. I am pleased and proud to be here.
Oh man, I've been looking forward to this interview because you've always been a person. I get your text on the phone, and every time they're so inspiring. Yeah, what made you start thinking of that, sending out those positive words to people?
Well, it's just a form of spiritual guidance. When, you know, when we bless others, we get blessings back, and so it's just one of those things where some people were saying, "Just send me a text and just sort of encourage me." And then it alluded to so many other things. And now we send about 200 to 300 texts out a day.
Wow. Well, I sure love to get them, man. And it's funny about them. They seem to always arrive at just the right time.
Wow. That's exciting to hear. That's exciting to hear.
Well, I tell you, man, I looked at your dossier, your job history, and I'd love to get a little information about the early years. You know, what were those things that in your life that made you into the Robert Kreiner that the world knows? How did it all get started?
Great question. Primarily, when I graduated from college, I was a jock, a basketball player, student athlete, and I wanted to go to the NBA, but didn't have the skills to do so. So as I was walking across the stage getting my diploma, I said, I've got to figure out something to do for the rest of my life, or at least the beginning of it. And I knew some contacts, so networking has always been a way for me. I reached out to a couple of people, and a gentleman that I knew and played basketball with his son, he had an outdoor advertising company in Dallas, Texas. And so I called him up and did the interview, got involved with that. Lo and behold, I didn't even know what outdoor advertising was about. I didn't know the concepts, the ideas, the strategies to it. But I learned from this gentleman, and I learned a clear component that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And so networking started the whole concept of my journey and building effective relationships with people. It's something that my mother used to always say. She said, people are always watching you, so make sure you put your best light out there.
Wow.
And so from that, I got involved with his company. He actually sold his company, and he sold his company to 3M National. And then I went to work with them, and that's where I got the national exposure. In other words, all over the USA. Mm-hmm. And I started making contacts, building relationships, and the rest is history.
Mm. So when you say outside advertising, is this like the billboards that you see along the highway?
Yes. In fact, I like to tell audiences all the time, Dr. Harris, that when I go back to Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's kind of some of the billboards we built, the major billboards on the freeways, I love to kind of turn the corner and say, gee, you know, I built that. My company helped build that, you know, that billboard. It's kind of, it's an off version of looking at the pyramids or something. so reality is that I started young, and I was so wet behind the ears, but I learned. I was the first one at work, first, last one to leave. But the outdoor advertising industry has been very, very good to me, and I still dabble in it a little bit because we put billboards up as we're touring the country in various markets.
Wow. And I know those things are not cheap. I found that out.
Yeah. No, sir. They are not.
And the other thing, I guess they rent the land where you put the billboard. A friend of mine had a piece of land in a nice spot, and it seemed he got a nice piece, a rental amount for just renting in the space to put up the billboard.
Yes. Incidentally, that's where I started. I was the lease person. I was the one that had to go out and convince the landowner to put this monumental sign 20 feet to 50 feet down into their property and convince him that he was going to get paid a nice sum of money to do that. But one of the things about that, I believe in the divine scheme of things that the Creator was allowing me to early to be able to see. In other words, you had to already see the billboard there. So I collectively, my vision tactics, strategies start to manifest things because you would actually take a piece of property that nobody was doing anything with and imagine a billboard and then selling that concept to the landowner. So I became quite good at that. Yes.
Yeah. Now that's sharp. So any of our listeners who have land in a great spot where there's a lot of traffic, they may want to look into that. That might be a profit source that they can make money while they're sleeping.
Absolutely. Yes. And you can actually call me and I'll give you the details on it just
Beautiful.
For a small fee.
Of course, you know, everything is a small fee in life. You know, you even to be alive, Robert, you have to give up one breath to get another one.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Awesome. So anybody who's real stingy, like, I got this breath. This is the best breath. And I'm holding on to it. I'm not letting it go to anybody. Well, goodbye, Charlie. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, when you think about that, It's interesting, you know, as a young man, you were talking about the context, the network piece. And so to many of our young people, do you find that you have to really develop those contacts? And is there any technique that you use to really develop contacts so that, you know, they're there for the future? It's not the present need, but the future need. Do you have a system or a thoughts on how do you develop good contacts?
Well, I think the best perspective is in the good book. It said, if you really want a friend, you show yourself friendly. Mm. And so one of the things that I have loved to do is just to make sure that I treat people the way I want it to be treated. And I'll give you a particular story. As you mentioned in the introduction, I graduated from Angelo State University in San Angelo, Texas. And again, I was the co-captain of the basketball team and all of that. And I just literally walked around the campus, and I was friendly and just trying to trust, you know, relationships and build effective relationships. And there was a gentleman who that was from San Angelo, and he would come to the games, and we would treat him fairly, and he would just kind of hang out with us from time to time, not all the time. But he ended up, this guy now is the president of the university that I attended.
Mm.
And so this guy has allowed me to come in and do programs with the university, mentoring programs. And that it was based upon just a friendly relationship. Mm. So I'm a strong advocate for, you never know who you're going to meet and who's going to become what or who's going to become great. Because again, as Zig Ziglar used to say all the time, as he ended the program, he'd say, I'll see you at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
So when these young people really need to focus on smiling more, being more effective and efficient with their relationships, and just letting their light show wherever they go. And you never know who's going to be on the back end of that to help you out on your dynamic journey.
Wow. So really, Robert, it's not just, you might say, knowledge is good and skill is good, but also relationships are extremely important.
Mm. Yes, sir. That's correct.
You know, sometimes I wish I could tell young folks that, you know, people, appearance is so important, that people form an opinion of you based on how they see you, you know?
And yes.
Have you found that to be so in your dealings, and as a matter of fact, especially in your sales career? Appearance is important.
Yes. In fact, I have an old picture, and you have to remember that it was we were coming off the 70s and right in the 80s. And I have an old picture of me. I'm in this beautiful suit. And I've got this afro that's sitting on top of my head, and I've got a beard, and I've got a mustache. And I wish someone had told me to trim it just a little bit, you know, because I look at it now. And I'm thinking, okay, they were scared of me back then. Most of the people didn't buy from me because they were scared of me. But the bottom line is that I have learned over a period of time, over a period of years, and we teach this in our leadership programs and mentoring programs, that how you dress is how you are addressed.
Oh, let's say that again. How you dress.
Uh-huh. Is how you are addressed.
Mm, okay.
So when you walk in a certain way and you've got, you know, something sagging or whatever, or you've got the whatever, you know, shirt, dress, whatever, and it's not at the appropriate time, it can cost you an interview, it can cost you a job, it can cost you a position, it can cost you money.
Wow. That's powerful, Robert. I'm going to say it. How you dress is how you are addressed. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's a pearl. That's a nugget. Let's see. We're right at the need to take a little break now. We're going to, we call it the pause for the cause. And when we come back, Robert, I'd like for you to give all of your contact information, your website, email address, phone, whatever you want to know, you can share so that people can contact you.
Fantastic.
You are now tuned into the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on the Shiny Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. So back to our guest today, Robert Mr. Enthusiasm Kraner. Share your contact information, Robert.
Well, the contact information email is recsharingvision@aol.com. That's recsharingvision@aol.com. A direct line to me is 580-595-0661. Again, that's area code 580-595-0661. And you can also reach out to us on MrEnthusiasm.net, which is our website. All together, MrEnthusiasm.net.
Beautiful. I love your website, man. You have some great stuff on there.
Thank you so much.
Now, you know, I was looking through your bio and it said you came to a point where you sold your company to become a motivational speaker. Now, that's unusual. There are very few young people, very few people, period, who have that idea of building a company and then selling it. What was your thinking when you did that?
Well, I actually had an intervention with a motivational speaker by the name of Les Brown.
Ah.
And I saw him, and I saw him on August the 28th, 1989 in Arlington, Texas. And when I saw him, this is the words that came in my mouth. The Lord is my shepherd. I see what I want to do. And I said, I won't do that. And so I got with Les. Les was in Detroit, Michigan at the time, at the Penobscot building. Many of your listeners may know the story, but I went to work with him, and actually Les Brown worked with me for a couple of days, introducing me to people like Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, Terry Cole Whitaker, Robert Shuler, Ed Foreman. And he introduced me to all these individuals and just opened the door. And I went to see these people. I talked to them. I networked with them. And each one of those individuals gave me a gold nugget. Now, once you get to that point, you realize that either I can hold on to this billboard company, and you know you're like a fish in a big pond. But I decided, okay, I've got to let it go, and it was a challenging decision at the time. But as I reflect back now, it was one of the greatest moments in my life.
Wow, you know. That's a great story. I mean, it reminds me of that. Someone wrote a book says, you can't steal second while you're standing on first.
Yes.
So it sounds like you had to make a leap of faith.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, what gave you the courage to do that?
Again, faith in God. There are two scriptures that I share with individuals in our workshops and seminars. One is with God, all things are possible, but you got to make sure you pay attention to the first two words, with God. Most people focus on the all things are possible and you get in trouble. But so the with God is major, and that's faith in God.
Mm.
And then also the second one was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm.
And so, you know, that, you know, it was up to me. And I like to introduce the 10 most powerful two-letter words ever put together.
Uh-huh.
If it is to be, it is up to me.
Woo! Say that again.
If it is to be, it is up to me.
Mm. That's power.
And so once I understood that, it gave me, again, the faith to take the leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history. Was it scary? Yes. Was I unsure? Yes. Was I panicked? Yes. But I just kept going. And one day, lo and behold, it all clicked.
Mm.
And you knew that you had gotten to the other side.
Wow. Now, I got two questions. When you made that jump, now, your family, what did they think about it?
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the biggest challenges. And I, for anyone coming up on a leap of faith to do what you want to do, become what you want to be, I would say, don't tell people what you're going to do. Yeah. Be like you're from Missouri and just say, show them that what you're going to do. But my mother, God bless her soul, she basically was the only one who said, well, if that's what the Lord said, baby, you get on out there. But brothers and sisters and cousins and uncles and aunts said, hey, boy, you better get back there and sell some billboards in Dallas.
And that's something that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So you have to understand that that's what's going to happen. But you can overcome that by not even letting them know what you're doing.
Okay. Now, that's another little pearl. Don't tell them what you're doing, especially when you get ready to do something different.
That's correct.
You know, one of my friends, he had a son who was, constantly, I guess, a long string of failures. And I never, he told his mom once, he said, well, he said, I got my calling. That's my calling. God told me to do that. And the mother said, you sure you got, did you get the number that that call came from? Because you sure that was God.
I love it.
He said, you check the caller ID and make sure that call came from God. You know, I don't know God's phone number, but I don't think it's the one you got the call from, Wow. I tell you. Making that leap of faith, Robert, that's the thing I think that separates the great ones from the ones who stay on the porch, that's that something inside you that says, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do this thing. Wow. Well, you sure did it, man. Yeah.
Well, in my basketball days, I was certainly the guy that wanted to take the last shot. I don't care whether I missed it or made it. Yeah, when you make it, it is glorious. You get the team holds you up and takes you off, and you got the trophy, and all of that's wonderful. When you miss it, that's when they look at you and start blaming you. And so you have to have, again, my thing is faith, courage, and determination. You've got to have courage and faith and determination to make those decisions.
Now, what are some of the programs you're doing now? Because, man, with the stuff you're sharing, you must be spreading it around like peanut butter.
Well, that's exciting. We're getting ready to do, starting tomorrow, which is June 1st, 2018, we are doing our Mark of Greatness tour, which we go throughout the country where we're invited, working with the Boys and Girls Clubs and a lot of inner city programs to let them know that the Mark of Greatness is upon them. It is so exciting. This is actually our 18th year. And people are still telling us, Dr. Harris, that we can't do it. You just can't do that. And again, as I said, it's 18 years. And we get other speakers involved around the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast and the Midwest and all down in the Southeast. And we ask them to give 2 speeches per month while they're out and about in their summer daily perspective. And so our goal is to get about 25,000 youth to empower them, to serve them, to let them know that the mark of greatness is indeed upon them. The other programs that we're doing are just simply our leadership and mentoring programs with high schools, empowering kids with self-esteem, as we talked about earlier, dressing for success, and doing community work, as well as our regular corporate and business clients. We do a lot. We put a lot out there, and we are willing to serve and go and grow with people all throughout the USA. This is the time for motivation, education, and certainly dynamic inspiration.
Wow, beautiful. Well, Robert, that leads me, I guess, to my last question. And I see you spending some time working a lot with the youth. So what would you say is your legacy to the world? What do you want the world to recognize that this is what Mr. Enthusiasm stood for?
He heard the call. He heard the call, and he made a decision to grow, to expand, to empower. And that's the legacy that, again, to share with people about the great things of the mark of greatness and how each person has greatness within them.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. He heard the call and took action. Wow.
And took action. Ooh, I like, yes.
So, Bob, quickly give your contact information again. Man, we're going to have to do another interview because there's so much more stuff we want to cover.
Absolutely. The website is MrEnthusiasm.net. And also, we have another program. It's called IamSharingAVision.com. If they wanted to go there, contact number is area code 580-595-0661. And then we have the email, which is recsharingvision@aol.com.
Wow. Well, Robert, thank you so much for being on our program, man. I'm just lifted
up. Thank you, Dr. Harris.
The pearls that you have shared, I think, will benefit so many people as they listen. And I look forward, man, to us getting together again, because we always have a ball.
Absolutely. I learned so much from you. I appreciate you being in my life. I really, really do. Thank you so much for the great opportunity.
Thank you, and have a great, magnificent day.
All right. You as well.
All right, folks, I tell you, we've completed another incredible experience, the Millionaire Mentorship Show, that really helps us all build our consciousness through interviews with people like Bob Kreiner, who missed the enthusiasm, who really has shown the way. For those of you who want more information about some of the things we do and our programs and products, definitely go to www.herbertharris.com. That's www.herbertharris.com. And I'd love to learn about some of the challenges that you have, our listeners, some of the challenges and some of the victories that you have experienced. And any questions you may have, so email me at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And share some of your challenges, some of your victories. And if you want a special success, a millionaire mentor consultation, let me know that too. Send it herbert@herbertharris.com. So our closing affirmation for today is this: everything I do in life, I do with enthusiasm. I'll say that again. Everything I do in life, I do with enthusiasm. This is Dr. Herbert Harris saying thank you so much for being with us again on the Millionaire Mentorship Show on the Bishani Radio Network. Have a great, magnificent day, knowing that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
The all-new Bishani Radio app. For iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.